Previously on the Hoolies Hooli.
Back to school. Book packs are 50% off at Jimmy's Liquors.
There's money to be made off these.
Do they
kids.
Sell backpacks in liquor stores?
Sure.
Where did you get that Jeff Gordon backpack? Down at Chet's Liquors.
Chet's Liquors got backpacks for $9.99. Back to school. Bush Light 30 pack, $11.
Back to school.
Back to school.
S-K-O-U-L.
Yep.
Back to school.
Back to school. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hoolies Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy to the left.
Greetings and salutations.
Peace to the nations. And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi there.
You have an interesting shirt on tonight.
Thank
I asked you outside what that is. It's made by Under Armour.
It is.
Wish they were sponsors of the show.
They're not.
Maybe soon enough.
Right.
When you're speaking about important things on the radio, it's always nice to have an Under Armour, isn't it?
It's nice to be sweatproof.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Comes with it.
We got hot topics.
Hot topics.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah, I do. I want to know what the logo is to the right of the Under Armour logo.
The logo is of a bird standing on a soccer ball, basically. It's a Tottenham Hotspur is the name of the team.
Okay, it's an English Premier League soccer team?
Yes. But I like the colors. It's blue. I like blue.
There you go.
And what is it? What is the name of the team?
Tottenham? Tottenham Hotspur. Harry Kane.
Bill, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah.
You have kind of a sweatproof shirt on as well tonight.
Always, man.
Got to wear sweatproof stuff.
I'm a very big fan of the dry fit stuff.
The dry fit?
Yeah.
Especially when you're going back to school.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Speaking of back to school, I had to go to a back to school orientation tonight at the school my son's going to next week.
Ah, yeah. My girlfriend participated in this yesterday at
her this
school.
Is quite an event they have there.
Yeah, well, they divulge to the audience what it's like to go back to school for a parent.
Well, you sit in the gym, and they got the folding chairs out, and there's a table with the Mother's Club, and they put out Jewel-style deli trays and chips and stuff,
okay.
And free water. And I noticed they were handing out cans of beer to the parents.
Only
yeah.
on the northwest side.
That's correct.
Catholic school.
Right.
Okay.
And so there was a podium.
Mm-hmm.
The podium was padded, I noticed, for some reason. It had, like, wrestling-style pads on it.
This is old school.
Side note.
Yeah.
And then the priest spoke.
Okay.
Very nice guy, young guy, which is, you know, good to see.
Yeah.
And then the principal. But that's what it sounded like the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, they had an audio issue.
You should have volunteered your services. You said, you know, I'm a radio raconteur. I might be able to mess with your mic so we can all hear what you're trying to say and how much money we're going to owe you by the end of November.
Luckily, I had Mike the engineer with me, so he could have.
Mike was digging the cold cuts. Little rolled up pieces of salami, little cheese.
Exactly. Cheese and beer. Who doesn't want that in a high school gym or grade school?
So this is your eldest son's first time at school.
Yeah, this is for like kindergarten, pre-kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal. But it was just great, you know? It was really kind of an old school type of thing.
You know, is your wife going to get emotional when he goes to school?
We're not an emotional family.
Okay. All right.
I like that style. Like they won't do that. They can't do that at a public school. Hi, would everybody like a Miller Lite? You know.
No.
Tell us about your sons and daughters. And
we were not required to talk, so we just sat and listened. It was like a 20-minute thing.
Right.
And we walked out.
Was there anybody there just like you noticed a guy like taking advantage of the free beers?
There was.
Like pounding them.
There was a guy who was the same guy was taking advantage of the free cheese and deli cuts.
Oh, yeah.
America's guest. I love that guy.
Two plates and a beer and sat right front row.
That's me. Hey, if I'm going to be spending like $6,000 a year for private school, you better believe I'm going to be attacking those Jewel Osco cold cuts.
You can tell that was exactly what was going through his head.
In some old style.
Did they slice it right?
Oh, they were rolled up, Billy.
Oh, they were rolled up. See, I don't like the rolled up.
You don't like rolled up deli meat?
What's your problem?
I'm not a big fan of rolled up deli meat.
Why not?
I don't know. Just give me the piece of salami. Roll it up yourself. I don't have to think about somebody else's fingers. It was all over my cold cut.
Dairy, so it's a germ thing.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's somebody, also the, something about the texture of...
They weren't rolled by the students. They were rolled by Jewel.
Yeah. I got to have like bread or something. Was there cheese in the middle of these?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a different story.
No, not in the middle of the
component.
No, you would have to insert
a different dynamic.
You would have to insert the cheese yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. But you'd probably get called out for doing that.
Okay. Look where the show has gone in the first 5 minutes.
Excuse me, sir, in the back, inserting the cheese into the deli meat. Eyes up front, please.
Yeah. My girlfriend went to the...
You got gloves on?
She went to the...
You got kids?
She went to the Jewels the other day.
The Jewels, yes.
And she gets home, and I get home from work, and she opens up the fridge, and she goes, look, I got some stuff, you know, if you want to just take, you know, this is for, you know, all my son's lunch stuff, you know, you want to grab
some
stuff. I'm like, yeah, no problem, you know? And she goes, you know, I got you some pop, of course, you got to get me my soda.
Yeah, sure, Bill.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, and she pointed, she got some of those salami, you know, mozzarella wrapped in salami.
Yeah, right.
Those are okay.
But what are you talking about? First you said I don't like rolled up deli meat.
I don't, but then it's like, I don't know. There's something about the comfortability of knowing, like, when it's sealed and, like,
the comfortability, you know, of knowing when it's sealed, the meat. It's got to be sealed. I got to have the comfortability.
So you like
only
knowing
at
comfort. Comfortability. I don't care.
There is no such word as comfortability.
Let's look it up right now.
There's not. Well, I know, you don't have to look it up. So you
know what it is, Clay? You got to be comfortability.
Yeah, that's what
I'm not comfortability with it. Understand?
So what's the difference if some guy in a factory is doing it or if someone's doing it in the back of Jewel?
I don't know.
Everyone's wearing gloves now.
How soon do you think it'll be?
I don't like when the meat has that like rainbow look to it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about there. Like it's been sprayed with a can of like, you know, aqua mist before they let it out.
It's giving off a rainbow reflection
on that. They spray all foods with poison.
How come this ham, when it hits the light, it looks like there's a rainbow on this piece of ham?
That ham is not ham, sir.
Right.
It's that ham came off a meatball that we produced in a lab.
Other than cold cuts and back to school,
cold cuts and back to school is the topic for the next year, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll need a separate show, actually, just for those two topics.
Yeah.
What were you going
to
say, Pat?
I'm excited for back to school. Going to be my little guy's first year going for, junior kindergarten.
Yeah.
That is, or pre something.
Yeah, pre.
Sure. Did Charlotte, do you guys pack a lunch for her when she goes to school, or does she get lunch at school?
A little bit of both. They have a thing called fun lunch.
Right.
Couple, like once or twice a week. Yeah. They get you for that, though.
They didn't.
They go, hey, we're going to have a fun lunch. And then all of a sudden, this is public school. And then you get billed, from the PTA for like $85.
Because they ordered 300 Domino's pizzas?
They have my card on file. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, what's this? You know? My wife's like, oh, that's for fun lunch. I'm like, fun lunch is like $160 a month or something. It's some astronomically crazy number. It's a great thing. Like, you know, they're like, yeah, let's get 100 of these pizzas at this price and pocket, you know.
It's a scam. It's a money grab.
$10,000.
Yeah. I just was thinking about the lunch as a kid when you were going to school.
We got to get Clay. Maybe forget about the water business we were thinking about last week.
Bottling your own tap water, yeah.
We got to get into like the kids' lunchroom business.
Man.
$1 billion industry.
We could do it. We could hit up like, oh, I don't know, man. Yeah, you could do it. Just set up like exactly how you did paint and set up like a painting crew.
Setting up this food business. Come on, that's going to be like setting up a painting crew. I know how to do this.
We just go, we buy
you get
some
cheap labor and force them to do work they don't want to do.
It's kind of like that, but we just find some chicken nuggets.
Start rolling them in salami.
We get a couple,
put them in Ziploc bags.
We just get a couple of portable turkey fryers.
Yep.
And, you know, start frying our own fries.
Fry nuggets and send them off.
Nuggets and French fries all day.
We'll just have a guy shoveling nuggets into a back of a rented truck.
Hey, how'd your dad make a living? Oh, so weird. Like, once a month, he would, like, block off our kitchen, and for, like, 36 straight hours, he'd cook about 2,000 pizza puffs, hundreds of, you know, prepackaged deli meats.
Essentially, it's a food truck we need to do.
It's funny you say that, because as you guys both know, I was in New York City, the Big Apple. Last weekend. And, you know, my wife likes to dabble in the counterfeit merchandise kind of underworld.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm researching it just to you know the ins and outs.
Right.
And I noticed that they have counterfeit food.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Like a counterfeit Twix bar?
Right. TWIK.
Is it just TWX?
Yeah, TWIKX.
Twix.
Like Skittles with S-C-I-T-T-L-S?
Right.
Exactly.
Skits.
And it's, you know, it's $1 trillion industry.
Holy cow.
Wait a second. I can't believe, Bill, as a lover of candy.
Sprees, they got Spros.
Yeah, forget the Gucci purses. Like, start
counterfeit candy. That's
you know, my dad created Lemon Deads. They were zombie-themed sour candies.
He's doing life in prison. Lemon Heads for Deadheads. Lemon Deads.
Ooh. Marketing campaign for the Ferrari family right there.
You go. Lemon Deads.
Yeah, my dad's doing life in prison for pushing counterfeit candy.
So counterfeit candy, okay, like, what else did they
probably
have?
Counterfeit steaks, anything you want.
Counterfeit Delmonico's.
But yeah, I think you're on the right track. We got to get involved in the school system, whether it's counterfeit or real.
So, Clay, if you win your election for mayor that you've been talking about, your potential bid here.
I got to get on that.
Can you get us into the food education business somewhere?
I'll make you to Secretary of Food.
Secretary of Public's Food?
Yeah, public food
public school food?
Yeah.
It's the Secretary.
It's the Secretary of Public School Food.
I've created a new department. And Billy, you can be the candy man.
Right,
I'll be
for
the
sure.
Secretary of the Candy Department for the Cook County Corrections.
You'll only be known as the Candy Man.
Secretary of the Candy Department in the Cook County Correctional Center?
Yeah, I mean,
do you work like the commissary and distribute all the candy?
It's a big job. Yeah,
you decide how much candy everyone gets.
Yeah, be like, right. Nope, he's in. You know, you didn't earn that Twix. Not
Yo,
today.
You're slice. You're half warden, half candy.
Actually, you're like a drug dealer when
the
you're
candy
the
candy warden. He's a candy
the
warden.
Candy, the candy master at Cook County, he's a very powerful individual, I'll tell you that
right
now.
You control the candy, you control basically the gangs and everything.
Exactly.
You won't get the crap kicked out of you. All kinds of stuff. I mean, you'll have money.
I got to start campaigning.
Friends,
start knocking
protection.
On doors. These
amazing
ideas.
What a bag of Skittles will get you.
Get you a Mercedes in prison.
They don't call it Tasting the Rainbow.
Eat Skittles,
nothing.
Like $500.
See, now there's a commercial. You get Robert Loggia, although he's deceased now, I think. But he would have been great to have him in like a jail cell, like he's an old gangster holding.
Burt
like,
Young.
Amazing what a bag of Skittles would get you after all these years.
He's at a poker table with a stack of Skittles.
He's at a poker table with like celebrities that are in prison.
With Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty's in this prison? Weird.
Yeah.
No, it'd have to be people that were also in prison, like Martha Stewart.
Marty, I call her.
You know?
Martha Stewart arguing.
Who's been in prison? Martha Stewart? Who else?
Lots of people.
John Gotti.
John Gotti, Martha Stewart.
Todd Bridges.
I went by
Strokes.
The...
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
I made a stop by the Ravenite Social Club in Little Italy, where John Gotti's headquarters was...
Did you really?
I did. I took a picture of it.
Took a little stroll by. I noticed
it's now a shoe store.
You also took a stroll by the restaurant where there's the famous scene in State of Grace.
Yes.
With Ed Harris's
the
character.
Big meeting between the Italians and the Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was that located?
It was also in Little Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not go inside. I just took the picture.
Gary Oldman with an Uzi just running through your head all the whole time you were watching.
Like running up to the door?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, Frankie Flannery! Call it off! Yeah, is that his name in the movie? Frankie in State of Grace?
Frankie!
Yeah.
It's my brother!
You know what prevents all that stuff? Violence. It's also, you know, the guys in prison do go somewhat crazy.
Oatmeal's pretty valuable in the clink.
You'd be imagine what you can get. With this
you could put Skittles in your oatmeal and be the hot shot of the whole cell block.
Skittles and oatmeal is pretty good combo, probably.
Could I gotta try that.
Like a little sweet.
It's a lot of chewing.
You know, sometimes you like brown sugar, you like honey. I put a couple of these Skittles.
That's what killed Elvis.
Skittles in. What killed Elvis Presley? Skittles in my oatmeal.
I'm all sugar.
Shows presented by Irish McCann's Oatmeal. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land. More of the Hoolies Hoolie after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Aw. Yeah, man.
Ooh. It's ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
That's how I felt to not have my kids with me. This is me, like, standing on top of the Empire State Building. Singing this.
Who is that, Mike? Mike, who does that song? Alicia Keys. Yes. Alicia Keys, believe it or not, small tiddly bit. I have a bit of a relationship to Alicia Keys.
Okay, sure, fine.
I was born at 42nd, 9th, and 10th Avenue in New York City.
Okay.
Hell's Kitchen, to be more exact.
Yeah, right.
At Lenox Hill Hospital. But we lived in an apartment building called Manhattan Plaza that was like subsidized housing for people in the arts. It was created by Ed Koch. It was one of the smart moves that he made there.
Yeah, yeah.
So half the building were people from the old neighborhood. And then the other half of the building were, performers and actors on Broadway and in the arts. Alicia Keys is my age.
Right.
Attended the same school that I went to, which was a Head Start elementary school or preschool.
Okay.
She was there. She lived in the building. She lived in my building.
Did you know her? Did you see her? Did you talk to her?
I probably knew her, but I don't remember. So I always tell people, I think I might have known her. I didn't know her,
Alicia
but
Keys?
I think I might have known her.
We worked on a finger painting together when I was in preschool.
Exactly.
My dad played Santa Claus that year. And I'm pretty sure he gave Alicia Keys a present.
Give her a keyboard.
That is true. I do remember that dad. I found out years later that was dad, but that was kind of interesting. Yeah.
That's very cool, though.
Yeah, New York stories, Christian Slater lived in the building. Yeah. Mel Carter lived in the building.
I sold a Christmas tree to Christian Slater.
That's right. We've talked about that before.
There's
on the
our
show.
Connection.
Look at you're right. He grew up in my building. You got him a Christmas tree.
That's how we know each other.
That's how we're
20 years later, two different states.
You know what? New York, I had not been there probably in 15 years.
Yeah.
And last time I was there, I was drunk, so I don't remember any of it.
Sure.
I was kicking car windows in for some reason.
Okay.
And this time, it was me and my wife, and it's such an amazing place. It really is an amazing place.
It's Gotham.
It's awesome.
You haven't been to New York in quite some time.
It's
like
gritty.
Out there.
It's got the nice grit to it.
We got to get to New York again.
You got to get to Florida. You got to get to New York.
Yeah.
You got a lot to do.
Florida, New York.
St. Louis, Tampa, Orlando.
Wow. St. Louis, Tampa, and Orlando, huh?
St. Louis, Tampa,
Austin,
and Orlando. They're all going to be on the flight route.
Portland, California, San Diego, San Francisco, Phoenix.
You threw California, the whole state, in. I like that.
Yeah.
All cities in the whole state of California.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Scranton.
Reno.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Texas.
Columbia, Missouri.
So, yeah, I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Good, yeah. Football season's coming. Are you getting excited for football?
Oh!
I'm not.
The Bears got their man.
I'm still standing by my prediction.
What's your prediction?
The Bears won't win more than 5 games.
Oh, no, I think they'll be better than that.
I'm going 8-8.
You're going 8-8?
Going out on a limb this year. Going to be a 500 team. Maybe get a wild card.
Ooh.
You're dreaming.
In Mitchell, we trust.
Some of the players don't even have the...
It all comes down to Mitchell Trubisky.
In Mitchell, we trust.
Trubisky.
Is that one of the slogans?
Bears got a pretty good defense this year. Even without what's going on with this kid, Roquan Smith, I think that they're going to be... I mean, Trubisky's got... I think he's got a better supporting staff. This new coach is going to do some interesting things with the offense. Anytime a new coach comes in, I feel like the following year the team always performs a little better.
And
in this case, Trubisky already got that first year under his belt, so he's in a system with this guy Nagy. I think they'll be okay. That's why I like 8-8. I think 8-8's a safe play. I don't think the NFC North is other than the Vikings. I think it's completely wide open in that division. I mean, who knows with Green Bay and. Green Bay's getting old.
The Pack is good every year, though. They're good every year.
They got Aaron Rodgers, but the Pack is a little bit old. They're kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding phase themselves. I mean, they got rid of their best player. I thought that Jordy Nelson was their best player.
Yeah.
And they got rid of Jordy Nelson. And, their defense, Clay
Matthews. Who's Nelson playing for now? Where'd he go?
He's on the Raiders.
Oh, of course, Gruden picked him up.
I don't know. We'll be interested to see what happens in Green Bay. They went after a bunch of free agents. They didn't get them. I don't know how desirable it is to play there right now. I mean, it's always going to be Green Bay. They're always going to be good. The Bears, I think, I like the Bears. I don't think I think Detroit, they're okay. But, I mean, I think Clay's giving a safe bet is 5-11.
5-11 for the
5-11 is an absolute safe bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
8-8's going out on a limb. So.
Okay. Yeah. 10-6. I'm saying 10-6.
Play it safe.
They come out of the gate blazing. They have a couple
10-6, huh?
They're going to have
You might as well make Jordan Howard the MVP of the league then if they're 10-6 because they need to have a monster year.
It comes down to how well, in my opinion, that the scouts have done. You could have get a Devin Hester out of nowhere. You can get you have to have faith in the fact that that could happen. Someone's going to become a breakout star this year. You hope. Every year, you hope, right? And the other guys maintain their status. So we don't know much about this Bears team, but I do know that they have the potential to be very good.
Well, I'm... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the kid they signed from Jacksonville... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Football music.
Sort of. I don't even know who we have to attribute that to. That's CBS, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, CBS. Thank you for the NFL.
I don't know. Yeah. I think, there's other than the Bears, you got to keep an eye off on baseball. What's
going
on?
Who's
going to
win the Super Bowl? Go.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah. This year? The Oakland Raiders.
The Jets.
The New England Patriots.
Safe play.
Why not? As long as T. Brady's still playing.
Safe play, fair play. Our friend Connor has a fight coming up.
Yeah.
Connor McGregor?
Yes.
Yeah. He's fighting that Russian guy, finally. Khabib.
Khabib? I don't follow it,
When is it?
It takes a long time.
In October. It's supposed to be a big deal.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to have to get my buddy to, we'll get the fight in the garage again like we did for the Mayweather.
Hey, what are you doing for the UFC? Getting a fight in the garage? Can you invite me over? Can I come over?
Yeah.
I'll give you 10. 10 bucks.
Who's going to win? Go.
I'm going to say the Russian. I don't know where I'm saying that.
Don't go against the Irishman. Conor McGregor.
That's right, Patty. Patty had the correct answer.
McGregor's winning this fight?
Of course he is. He's the king of the world.
Oh, he's coming back into an existence, huh?
And then he's running for president. I'm running for president.
This is an actual UFC fight, though. Shake up this town. This isn't a boxing match. This is like he can actually kick and do his normal stuff.
Is back to UFC.
Okay.
I mean, this is a UFC fight. He can go back and get kicked. He can do his normal stuff now, you know?
He's trained. It's only biting. It's biting only.
That'd be a weird league, wouldn't it? Can't use your hands. You just have to try to bite each other.
The UBC.
Right.
Ultimate Biting Championships.
Ultimate Biting Championships.
Yeah, you're like they tie you around with rope. So your arms are like at your side. You just got to bite at the other person.
So everybody looks like it's kind like of like raptors. A, or not
it's
raptors.
It's like a dog fight, essentially.
Human like dog dinosaurs fight. Fighting each other.
Human dog fight.
You mean like human dog fighting? That down there, that ain't like no new idea. They've been having that for years.
We did that at Greg's house last week.
We do that every weekend up over at Greg's. Human dog fighting.
Greg's cabin?
We all act like dogs and we fight.
Oh, really?
We all eat out of dog bowls and drink beer and fight.
And then we go to trough afterwards and have a meal.
And then we all get on my buddy's private jet and we fly to Santa Monica, California and go to trough.
The restaurant, wow. You know?
I haven't
you know
heard
that restaurant
reference.
That Jeremy Piven founded where you don't eat with your hands? Everyone eats at a trough?
Yes.
We be regulars up there.
Oh. Greg knows the owner.
Greg knows the owner.
Son.
Well,
So
who does Greg like this year?
It had to go there, Bill. It had to go. We had to take it
we
there.
We had to exhaust it.
We had to okay. exhaust it.
Yeah.
Would you ever go back? We were talking about back to school.
Yeah. Right.
You know, there's an. Would you ever consider teaching again? Like, have you ever been a teacher, Clay?
I could teach. I think.
I could maybe. I think.
I would really have to find a subject that I'm really, really interested in, which is a long shot.
Yeah. Well, you're not passionate enough about.
I'm not passionate about teaching people English. You know, art.
Yeah. What about art?
Yeah. I mean, that's. At an art school, probably not at a
grammar school or high school.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just kind of.
You wouldn't like mine just be like working at like a small little Catholic school, just kind of being like, hey, let's do an art project this week.
So art, for like third graders, like put some glue on this construction paper and slap some sticks on it.
Yeah,
put it in your fridge.
Put it in your fridge, Nicholas. Nicholas, get creative. I love it.
Nicholas, but that's what you got to do. It's babysitting.
Get the Elmers.
Yeah. Teaching is babysitting.
It's arts and crafts while babysitting.
Yes.
That's what art class is to you.
And you know Nicholas is a level. Punk.
Yeah, I want to get the spray macaroni.
Yeah. Let's do some, glue some macaroni to the paper. Let's do it. Everybody, glue the macaroni to
everybody
the paper.
Everybody quiet down. Please, quiet down, kids. Does everybody have their little pieces of macaroni on their desk? There should be 14 pieces to each of you.
That's what it is. It's not like you're going in there like working on Van Gogh's.
I want everybody to count out how many macaroni pieces you have before we start here.
Nicholas, get the macaroni out of your mouth, all right? I'm going outside to have a cigarette. Everyone glue the macaroni to the paper. I'll be back in 15.
Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess I would.
Could you ever smoke in grammar? Did grammar school teachers ever smoke in the classroom?
That's a great question. Like in the 30s?
Right. You know, like
welcome to English class.
Right.
Now, give me a lucky strike.
Yeah, like hitting a lucky.
Welcome to English class, sponsored by Lucky Strike.
Yeah. Right. You know, we're going to diagram this sentence.
It's a smoky classroom.
Joe went to the cleaners. Get up there. That's the sentence. Smoking cigs.
All the kids are coughing.
Yeah. The kids are smoking. The children are smoking.
Like
an 11-year-old kid, like, comes up with a square in his mouth, and he, like, puts it out right
now. Dangling on his mouth, he's writing on the chalkboard.
Right. 11 plus 16 equals 27.
Blowing smoke out of his nose.
Right.
French inhaling.
That's wrong, Frankie. Go sit down and ash.
1925 honors class.
Frankie, watch your ash. Come on. Ash before you sit down.
Yeah, smoking in the classrooms. Yeah.
Has it ever happened, Mike?
It has to have, right? It's a funny thing to think about. But I know that teachers used to be allowed to. I mean, you see that in films. I don't know.
Could smoke in hospital rooms.
Yeah, so you could probably smoke as a teacher in
did
the classroom.
People when you were in high school, did people ever fire up? I mean, you went to a Catholic high school. Did people ever fire them up in the bathroom?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. We used to dip chew tobacco in class.
Right.
That's a little.
They don't have the kids these days are smarter than that. I think they're not the cigarettes.
We had a kid. We had a kid bring a Red Dog into a class. Remember that
Red Dog beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
He, I think he was, I don't know if he was expelled or what, but he got caught with a Red Dog freshman year. I'll never forget it. And he was like in the hallway, like, I got a six pack of Red Dog. I'm taking one into math class.
The teachers all think it's soda.
He got pinched drinking a Red Dog.
We had a kid trying.
I like where Bill's thought goes. We were talking about smoking. Bill goes, remember that kid who had a Red Dog?
We had a kid try to roll a joint at his desk and got caught.
Yep.
Got thrown right out of the school. Bye.
Thrown right out? Bye?
Never let back in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Over
some marijuana.
Yeah.
Back to school. These things are going to happen this year. There's always
kids
going
are going
to
get caught with pot. Kids are going to be drinking Red Dogs in class. Some of these kids are going to be gluing macaroni to a paper plate with a stick on it. Okay?
Yeah.
These things are going to happen this school
All these
year,
things are intertwined.
And there's nothing any of you can do about it. So no. Accept it, parents. And grab some of this deli meat because we got this for everybody.
This deli meat's getting hot.
Right. Make sure you have the olive loaf. It's nice. And then
grab a Miller Lite and sit down.
Grab a Miller Lite. And for everybody over there, we, you know, chocolate's expensive, so we got Twix with a K. A whole box of them for everybody here.
My buddy brought them home from Chinatown in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that would be a cool orientation, though.
Back to school. Yeah, going back to it.
I almost felt like a student.
Bill's yeah.
Just taking me back.
If you, yeah.
Thank you for steering, Bill. You're like bringing the joke back, taking it back.
Well, that first day back is pretty exciting, let me tell you.
You know, I remember, because I...
You got your pencil case.
Yeah, and then you see, like, girls who, like, matured over the summer.
Yeah, and you're like, well, look at her now. She looks all right.
Or boys, you know, look at him.
Yeah. Look at my
name. I don't know, it's always... Remember the first day? Well, you guys were there, because I was talking about this earlier, too, that...
He's gotten tall.
Right.
My girlfriend's oldest niece...
His jersey's
niece,
looking a bit tight.
My girlfriend's oldest niece went to college for the first time, and the other night was her first night there. So she went to go say goodbye to her the night before at her parents' house and everything.
Okay, fine.
And she was like, you know, her niece, she's a really good kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a great kid. And I said to Mary, I said, did you ask her, you know, did you get a hold of her, see how her first night went? You know, that can be nervous for anybody sometimes. It was such a different, and it went great. She was fine. But it was such a different experience for the three of us. Because, I mean, we got dropped off for college, and it was like, yeah!
Yeah, right?
The gloves are off.
Turn on a little 38 special in the room, you know?
Class? What are you talking about? Nobody goes to class till the second week of the, you know?
I was just squeezing beers over my head.
It's syllabus. You're going to school. It's syllabus week.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to school on syllabus week, you nerd.
It was syllabus week for a year for you two.
It was. I was so, such an immature idiot.
The school might as well have not even have been there.
No,
it's like
I mean,
they just dropped you off in a.
It was my
in
dad. I talked to my dad about it, and he's like, "That was the most expensive vacation I've ever paid for you, man." And you know what? I'm still paying for it.
Yeah.
So,
no, but going
when
back,
you go back to school. Go there with a plan of attack.
Yeah, try to graduate from the school.
Yeah, right. Don't be a jerk.
Have goals.
Don't
be a jerk. Have goals.
Yeah, have goals. Set goals.
I don't know. It's a hard thing.
You know, I have goals. Set goals. Make sure they're smart goals.
Make sure your brain's
timely
working.
Goals.
Make sure your brain's on.
Yeah.
Gotta have goals if you're going back to school.
Make sure you got a nice tuna sandwich. Have a tuna sandwich in a sack.
A tuna sandwich in a sacked lunch was always a rough thing. At least in Catholic school was because you'd have the heated locker.
Yeah, right.
That baby was toasty and disgusting.
I had the exact same thing for lunch for 18 years.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, ham on rye with mayo.
Ham on rye with mayo. Did you have a little fruit roll-up that came with your lunch?
We weren't big into the roll-ups. More like a Ziploc bag filled with Doritos. Or something.
Yeah, you got I remember your lunches.
And then can of pop.
Coca-Cola Classic, Doritos, nacho cheese, or Cool Ranch with the rye. Yeah, and I remember
we did those
yours.
Meals, too. And I'm wondering now, because of how politically correct the whole world has become, that when I send my daughter off to school with a lunch like that, you know, like it's a salami sandwich, a little mustard on rye, and... here's a bag of Doritos, and here's a synthetic piece of fruit called a fruit roll-up. I have some of that. and then an apple. and a pop, and maybe I don't do pop. Do you give your like? Do you think parents that were still giving their kids like, "Hey, I gave Joe a sun kissed," you know, and the kids bouncing off the walls
you get a
like
Capri
2 hours
sun,
later.
You know.
I'm wondering if the teachers look at the lunches and like the like what these kids are having in their lunch.
No.
And
no.
are prejudging the parents by like what these
the
things
lunch
are
ladies the are looking.
Right.
Yeah. The teachers are all crammed in some faculty room slamming down their Doritos.
They've been giving the kids Doritos. It's child abuse. Don't you understand that? Giving your kids tortilla chips with powdered cheese on it is not cool.
With those red and blue crystals?
Not healthy.
Yeah. Little ranch dust all over their fingers?
Mm-hmm. And the kid jumps out and goes, but I'm happy!
Goes, now give me a pop, you jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? You want to, what do you want me to pack my kid? A kale salad and
yes. There's lots of that stuff, man. No. All fruit, you know, vegetables.
All fruit. All fruit. A vegetable.
Baron, all fruit today in the class.
Make sure Baron has all fruit in his lunch.
Give him 7 different fruits.
Exotic fruit, huge fruit, but fruit. Healthy fruit, not candy fruit.
Yeah.
Not this crap.
Right.
Tangerines, plums, bananas, strawberries, oranges, avocados.
That's what Trump's reeling off in the Oval Office.
That's all.
Tangerines, avocados, peaches, strawberries, kiwi, lettuce, tomato, pomegranate, lettuce, tomatoes,
cucumber.
Cucumber. All that good fruit. I want that in Baron's lunch every day.
Uh-huh.
Run it through the garden. Run the whole thing through the garden.
Whatever that means.
All fruits, all vegetables, all the time.
No yeah. drinks.
No drinks.
Let him juke out of the water fountain.
The athletes in my league, all fruits, all vegetables, all the time, no drinks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That Trump situation's getting really interesting.
It's fun. I'm entertained.
It's the best TV around.
It's what America wanted. Got it. You know?
A giant mess.
So, it's been entertaining.
It's been very entertaining. I'm entertained every day.
And we all know that's going to get entertaining here in Chicago in the next few
months.
It's going to
get ugly.
Yeah. That's going to be fun to watch.
With the mayor's race coming up?
And the governor's race.
It's all going to be fun to watch.
Trump's been firing off at Emmanuel lately a little bit.
Yeah.
Dropping some.
I noticed that. It'll be interesting to see what Pritzker's going to do after. I mean, he just did his big run of, you know, the musical Spring Fart. So
he did.
So his confidence is high.
His confidence is very high. He's
through
been,
the roof.
After he did the musical Spring Fart, he's ready for the November push.
He got 4 or 5 standing ovations.
Including one from Mike Madigan.
That's right.
Spring Fart the musical, yeah.
How
many times do you think I can say Spring Fart in the last, I think that's 4.
Say it as many times as you want.
It's a good episode for anybody, the listeners out there, go back and listen to
the
Spring Fart.
Yeah, listen to the Spring Fart episode. It's quality stuff.
If you were a friend of the show, we would know about the Spring Fart episode. It happened months back.
They should make him fight. I still think they should make him fight. They should make him have a biting fight.
Make who have a biting fight? You just lost me completely.
Rahm and whoever he's running against.
Oh, that's, human dog fighting.
Yeah.
They should have a human dog fight.
On Chicago tonight.
Forget the voting.
Forget the voting. We're putting a ring out here.
Here's the deal, guys. We're handcuffing both of you. You gotta fight, and I can only use your teeth.
Okay. Yeah. Human dog fighting.
Rob would be like, that sounds kind of scary.
Politics, yeah!
Politics and pro football tonight on the Hoolies Hoolie.
Candy, politics, and football. Back to school. Back to school.
Yeah.
You wussies.
Your daughter just got back from camp.
She did. She's
home.
So
I know that was like a big thing for a lot of parents this summer as well.
It's over.
Now she's home.
Yeah, she's home.
Glad to be home.
I was thrilled to see her. She ran right up to me when she saw me.
Oh, God
hug,
bless.
Big kiss.
Yeah.
Got a little choked up, you know.
Yeah.
Missed you, sure.
Yeah.
And then she's home for a week, and I'm like, hey, shut that door, you know? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. Yep. Back to
a week, like 2 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. You know?
Yeah, that's why
hey,
I was.
Pick that up, will you? You know? But yeah, you know, you miss the heck out of it, and then...
was her brother happy to see her?
Mikey was very happy to see her. He was very, you know, he missed her, and that's always fun and cute to watch.
That's at age 3. Yeah. At age like 10, he's going to be like, oh, great. You're back.
No, they're very close. I don't think they're very close. They're not like that. Okay. They're very affectionate towards each other. It's nice.
God bless. Yeah.
My kids, they love each other. It's a nice thing.
You know? It's a nice touch.
Right.
It's all that fruit you're feeding them.
It's all the if you give your kids a lot of fruit,
they feel good.
They love each other. It's true.
Billy, I hear people have been getting sick at McDonald's, local McDonald's. You better be careful.
You're kidding me.
You better be careful.
I haven't.
Clay, I did read that too, that McDonald's had some kind of thing going on.
They got a thing going on. Ooh. It's like up to, it's numerous people now.
Something in the lettuce?
Something in the lettuce.
It's always something in the lettuce.
No, I don't know if that's
if
true.
If it's something in the lettuce, then you just can't get a Big Mac or a quarter pound.
It's something in the general food. It's something's ooh, wrong there. You better look into it.
I don't know. I haven't had any Mickey D.
Call your favorite McDonald's and see what the deal is.
When did I have some Mickey D's? Last week. Twice.
You feel all right?
I feel fine. I had a sausage egg McMuffin and a bacon egg and cheese bagel. It was on two separate occasions.
And it was delightful?
I think I might have had a Big Mac that week, too, actually. I don't know.
Big Mac for breakfast?
I can eat a Big Mac for breakfast, lunch, dinner. It don't matter. I can eat them like... Just, someone's like, want to go get a Big Mac? I'm not usually going to say no.
Do you eat a Big Mac at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Sure. I mean...
plenty of people would. That's like a no-brainer. They should have that at 7 in the morning.
Is that good?
Because why not? It's Mickey D's. That's what you want.
It's no different than anything else.
No. So you drive up and you're like, hey, can I get a Big Mac? Though we don't have Big Macs right now. I've been the guy before who's been like, oh. He's like, sure.
Sir, it's 9:30.
It's 8:15 in the morning. Yeah, I know.
I've been the guy. I've kind of gone the other way. I've gotten in there. I've gotten there too late for breakfast.
I'm like, and it's closed.
I was at one in Wicker Park. No, Bucktown. 2 weeks ago. I walked in there. It was early in the morning. It was like it was like 10:50.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, and it's before 11. I'm good.
No, it's 10:30.
The bacon, egg, and cheese bagel is one of my go-tos on the Mickey D's menu.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel meal.
From McDonald's.
And the lady rings me up. She says, we're good.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And then she comes up to me later after that. She goes, sorry, I just talked to my manager. It's too late for the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, 10:30 is the cutoff on the weekdays. On the weekends, it's 11. I go, this is a scam.
That's a scene in the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas, isn't it? Where he flips out like some guy flipped out at a Whammy Burger. Is that where he is? Whammy Burger? Might have to look that up. Let's take a quick commercial break. Hooli returns after this.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we are back. Final stretch run of the program here. Yes. Been a wacky hour so far.
Of course.
Back to school. Back to school.
Back to school episode.
We talked about back to school the week before. We'll talk about it again.
I don't care. I'll talk about it next episode.
We're coming up though. I like the fact that we're coming towards the end of summer.
You like the fact?
I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, you're a fall guy?
I'm a fall guy.
Did you like the TV show Fall Guy?
I never really watched the Fall Guy.
Fantastic.
What is that on HTV?
It was on WPWR Channel 50, I believe.
Fall Guy.
Along with Simon and Simon.
There's a network.
Which has a fantastic theme song, by the way, Simon and Simon.
I don't know
Real
that.
Real country. It's got some electric guitar. It's nice.
Okay.
Maybe we'll play it for you.
All right.
I was on a big Hill Street Blues kick a couple of years ago.
A couple years back?
What the heck? I said back to school. We're on Hill Street Blues 43 seconds later.
Because he mentioned the Fall Guy, and
I know why.
I didn't have cable for about a three-month period. And HI Network would always have, like, old, you know, you could watch Hunter. You could watch...
Get your Fred Dreyer fixed in.
What was I just saying?
Simon and Simon.
You said you could watch Hunter, and you could watch Hunter, and you could watch Hunter.
Hunter and Hill Street Blues. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You just like the slide of guitar.
Back to school. Why not?
That's what we...
This is what's playing when my kid walks into school on Tuesday. I'm going to be standing behind him with a boombox.
Perfect. He'll be well-liked.
Oh! Available at Chet's Liquors.
Yeah. Get your Simon & Simon backpack over at Chet's Liquors.
See, now I'm intrigued because that is kind of a jam.
Simon & Simon was a great show. It was kind of like an odd couple...
Cop show?
Thing, yeah.
Okay.
Southern, apparently.
Yeah, like Dukes of Hazzard spinoff kind of deal.
We get Alan Jackson in here to play this slide guitar.
Did you discover Simon and Simon on a day that you were sick from school?
Possibly.
Like sitting at home?
I used to pretend like I was sick, just so I could watch Simon and Simon.
Feel better. I'll get you some soup. You can watch some Simon and Simon.
Yeah.
Yep. Back when I lived in Dallas.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
What was your go-to show when you were sick from school?
When I was sick from school as a kid?
Andy Mayberry, Different Strokes, Webster.
No, because when you're sick from school, you get stuck with all the daytime stuff, nonsense. Yeah.
Classic concentration was one of my favorites.
Until Jerry Springer came along.
Yeah, but I remember, like, Channel 50 had, you could get a different Strokes in there at
you
about
could get
2,
a Strokes.
3.
You could get or a Strokes.
Webster. I think Webster might have been a 1 o'clock start.
You could do that. You could do that.
Or Silver Spoons. I think it went, like, Webster, Silver Spoons, different Strokes.
That'd be an odd quirk to have if you were,
Charles
like,
in charge.
The CEO of a major Fortune 500 company, you know? Hey, quiet. It's 11:30. Webster's on. Don't bother Elon Webster.
Susan, shut the doors.
Susan, shut the doors. Webster's on.
Giant oak doors in his office.
Who was Webster?
Right. And then cuts to a shot of Alex Karras throwing Emmanuel Lewis in the air and just a smile on the CEO's face. Like,
And then it shows the CEO rolling up cheese and salami.
Right. and pulling out a juice box for his lunch. And a bag of powdered cheese on some tortilla chips.
Sucking on a juice box.
Right.
Love it.
CEO
of Smith & Wesson.
Right. No. Back to school. CEO Smith & Wesson.
Back to school.
Watching Webster.
Susan, shut the door. Webster is on.
Bring me my juice box.
Wow.
What a weird thought to have.
Yeah. Back to school. Sick from school.
Bill's like rescuing where this one. He's fishing like the old man in the sea. He's hammering for wherever the show
he's
went.
He's giving us the Heimlich. Yeah. No, but Billy's really passionate about this back to school problem. What's up,
Bill? Miss it, man. I want to go back.
Go back.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like
enroll.
Rodney Dangerfield went back to school. Right?
You could probably pick up a degree.
I look at it and I'm just like, gosh, what a jerk I was. Thinking back on it, I'm like, I should have just done, like, worked harder and really enjoyed it.
How was that enjoying it, working hard?
I don't know. It's different for everybody. Yeah.
Wish I'd have cared about learning. You know what I mean?
No, you had a good time. That's what it's all about. Don't worry about it.
I had a blast. I learned words like comfortability. You know? Exactly. I'm set.
You are set.
Yeah. Thank you. Bearcat Pride, St. Luke's, class of 94.
Yeah, if you could go back to school, what grade would... Now we're in, like, Billy Madison talking here, but, like, what grade would you like to start and go back? Say, I just want to go back for, like, a year and just go back to school. Hmm. Do you want to go and get a master's degree, or do you want to, like, score 60 points a game in 7th grade basketball?
I'd like that. I think I'll take, like, the 6th grade basketball.
I'd probably go back to, like, 5th grade.
We asked 100 construction workers and laborers what grade they would like to go back to. Yeah. Many of them had the option to get a master's. 70% chose 7th grade basketball.
Basketball superstar.
Right.
Good. My game
grammar school football and basketball.
What
day.
I know now... About basketball and grade school basketball, my game would be totally different.
Sure.
You don't listen.
That's what guys are saying on the site all day. What do I know now? I want to go back to 7th grade, play hoops.
I hand me that nail gun.
Yeah, right. Right. Sharon, we go shut the door.
Sharon? I thought it was Susan.
Sharon works on the construction site.
Sharon's the maid.
Oh, Sharon has to close the door of the foreman's office on the construction
the trailer.
Site. Yeah. He likes to watch Webster, too.
Yeah. Sharon, shut the door. Shot of a couple of nail guns. And then he sits down and Webster comes on the screen.
Webster's for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Man, we're writing spot promos hardcore right now for some network.
That's not even on anymore.
Oh, we're going to put it on. These spot promos alone will make it fun again.
Is Emmanuel Lewis still alive?
I will have nothing to do with the reboot of Webster.
Why not?
I don't want any part of it.
We're taking that to Hollywood. What do you want to do? I want to reboot Webster.
You mean new actors? Nah, same episodes.
No. Yeah, we're going to take the scripts. We're going to do the whole thing again. Shot for shot, line for line, the entire series. Recast.
Emmanuel Lewis is 47. He's still alive.
So he can play Webster.
He can play Webster.
Yeah.
He's 4'3".
Fine.
Wow.
That works. Karras? Karras is out.
Alex Karras is gone. Yeah.
We can get someone out.
He was 12 years old when he played Webster.
We'll get Seagal to play the dad.
Steven Seagal is going to play Webster's father.
Webster, get out of that clock.
Man. Webster's age.
I'm thinking about that. So Emmanuel Lewis was 12 years old when he was playing a six-year-old on Webster.
So what?
That had to have been kind of weird.
You know what's crazy?
There was girls playing little boys in Shakespearean times.
I know. I'm 38. That means I could play a 19-year-old in a movie?
Not with your no hair, you can't.
put a wig on me.
You gotta be at least a 5 on the Norwood to even make it inside the audition.
Listen, they put a wig on me. I can wear a
fine.
Give me 16
all day. Give me a wig that has a 5 on the Norwood.
That's too complicated.
You think, it's not complicated. We get a set design.
They're making dinosaurs.
Bill Houlihan talks to his theatrical agent. Listen, Sid, you put a wig on me, I can play 16 all day. All right?
Come on.
Who's asking me for new headshots?
Come on, they're making dinosaurs on these computers. You can't put some hair on me?
Right.
Come on, Sid.
I mean, Emmanuel Lewis was playing a 6-year-old when he was 12. We can do this.
Sid, put my counterfeit Twix down. That's not for you.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Sharon, shut the door. We're talking business.
Sharon, the casting agent.
Yeah.
I'm also a construction worker.
Well, I'm glad that everybody enjoys Webster. And, you know, we've been talking about back to school. We like to talk about going back in time a lot.
We do.
Man, sometimes you just want to go back.
Yeah, that's Uncle Rico syndrome.
That's Uncle Rico. It is Uncle Rico syndrome. As you get older, that's why Uncle Rico was such a funny character, because everybody does.
He's a real person.
Everybody does have a little Uncle Rico.
Like this year, like I even found myself, like when I watch kids play sports, right?
Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I have a little bit of Uncle Rico syndrome. I want to make America great again.
But like I watch them play sports at like a younger age, and like part of you is just like, man, I want to relive that moment. But you know, and you're telling yourself, you're like, I would crush this league. I bet I could get up right now and hit one off a tee that would hit the school.
You know, if I could really do it all over, what I would get
flip
into?
Your bat?
Yeah. Just a hot dog and everywhere.
Would you do a sport, if you could go back, would you pick up a new sport that you didn't try when you were a real little kid?
Yeah. I think I would,
like
probably.
What?
I think I'd like to put the skates on and play a little hockey.
There you go. I'd like the race car drive. I would.
You know, I wish I'd done more race car driving when I was a kid. I'm a much better driver today.
Well, you start in the go-kart circuit and work your way up.
You were really, it was really good on a big wheel.
Yeah.
You got really good on a bike, go-kart.
I would want to be Midwest IndyCar go-kart champ at age 12.
My son, Clay, he's a heck of a go-kart guy.
Yep.
You see him on the go-kart.
I might see him in a NASCAR someday.
Well, it's been another
one. Yeah, NASCAR, you can make a lot of money playing NASCAR.
You make a lot of money playing NASCAR.
It's Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon be playing
NASCAR
for years.
He's got
his
own line of backpacks and chats. You think that happens to anybody?
Yeah.
He's been playing NASCAR for years.
Kid's been playing NASCAR since he
just
reached the
pedals.
Just
want to play NASCAR.
Want to play me some NASCAR.
Yeah. All right.
Dad, how come I can't play NASCAR? It's $1 million for that car, Anthony. That's ridiculous.
Anthony's like a Southern Indiana
Anthony,
Billy
go to bed, please. Past your bedtime, Anthony.
Anthony's 45 years old.
There will be no NASCAR playing.
Daddy, why can't I play this darn NASCAR?
Yeah.
Back to bed, Anthony.
Yeah.
School tomorrow, Ant.
Back to school, Ant. Getting bad.
Yep, pack your fruit.
Nope. Pack your fruit. All right, what a wacky episode, man. If you've enjoyed this last hour, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C, or you can find us on iTunes if you search for Free Crack there.
Yeah.
Show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
Yeah.
They tape that show live at the Irish Heritage Center or American Heritage Center every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts at 6 and the sessions start at 7.
Yeah.
Yes.
We talked about it all episode. It was all about school, back to school. So just want to give a shout out to all those parents out there that have young kids going to school, hoping them for a healthy and happy and safe school year for all of your kids.
Right.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully some of our craziness gives you a comfortability about your kids going back to school.
Yeah, you got to have that comfortability.
Yeah.
All right. We should think of a jam. Should we do a jam to play out? What's a back-to-school jam?
School's in for summer.
School's in for summer.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Ooh.
Sure.
I don't know. Do we have that?
We might have that, Mike.
We could play the rest of the Simon & Simon song.
Sure. We could do that, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe Mike's got something to lead into it that'll...
Ooh.
Bill Clinton on saxophone. On there.
Wow.
Anywho, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.